Tweedy, what is that chicken doing outside the fence?
Oh, I don't know, Lorraine.
Just deal with it now.
I'll teach you to make a fool out of me.
Now let that be a lesson to the lot of you. No chicken escapes from Tweedy's farm.
Ginger, back from holiday?
I wasn't on holiday, Babs. I was in solitary confinement.
Oh, it's nice to get a bit of time to yourself, isn't it?
Roll call! Come along now, you'll be late for parade. Rip, 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 hard. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Come on, smarten up. Discipline, Order! I'm back in my RAF gate when the senior officer called for a scramble. You'd hop in the old crate and tally-ho! Tucks away!
Get over, you old fool. They just want to count us.
Oh, how dare you talk back to a senior ranking officer. Fly back in my RAF gate.
Oh, they're coming back in line.
All right, my... There'll be a stern reprimand for you, lad. You're grounded. That's it!
Welcome back, Ken. Is there a new plan?
We're on all right. Spread the word, Mac. Meeting tonight in Hut 17.
Fetcher.
At your service.
Over here. We need some more things.
Right you are, miss. How about this quality handcrafted tea set?
No.
Or this lovely necklace and pendant.
It's lovely.
Oh, this beautiful little number. All the rage in the fashionable chicken coops of Paris. Simply pop it on like so, and as the French hen say, voila.
That's French.
That's two hats in one, miss. For parties? For wedding? Oh, but madame, this makes you look like a vision, like a dream.
Like a duck.
No, thank you. We're making this. We need these things. Can you get them?
Ooh, this is a big job, miss. No, bigger than the others. Oh, no, what's it going to cost?
Same as always, one bag of seed.
You call this pay?
It's chicken feed.
What else could we give you?
Eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs.
We can't give you our eggs. They're too valuable.
And so are we. After you, Fetcher.
After I what?
Move!
Do it nine. 14, 17, 14, 17, 14, 16, 23, 9, 4, 10, 9. Oh, stupid, worthless creatures! I'm sick and tired of making minuscule profits. Something.
They're organized, I know it.
I said quiet.
That ginger one, I reckon she's their leader.
Mr. Tweedy!
Uh-huh.
And they finally have found a way to make us some real money around here, and what are you on about? Ridiculous notions of escaping chickens. It's all in your head, Mr. Tweedy. Say it.
It's all in my head. It's all in my head.
You keep telling yourself that because I don't want to hear another word about it. Is that clear?
Yes, love. But you know that ginger one.
It's chickens, you dolt! Apart from you, they're the most stupid creatures on this planet. They don't plot, they don't scheme, and they are not organized!
Order! Order!
Quiet, everyone!
I
would like to call to order the 50... Oh, please!
Let's have some discipline in the ranks. What?
Thank you, Fowler.
My RAFJs, we were never allowed to waste time with unnecessary chit-chat.
Yes, thank you, Fowler.
Right. Carry on.
Now, I know our last escape attempt was a bit of a fiasco. But Mac and I have come up with a brand new plan. Show them, Mac.
Right. We tried going under the wire, and that didn't work. So, the plan is, we go over it. This is us, right? We get in like this. Wind. And let her go!
The turnip caught it.
Mama's coming.
Operation Camera.
We tried yet.
We haven't tried not trying to escape.
That might work. What about Edwina? How many more empty nests will it take?
Well, perhaps it wouldn't be empty if she'd spent more time laying and less time escaping.
So laying eggs all your life and then getting plucked, stuffed and roasted is good enough for you, is it?
It's a living.
You know what the problem is? The fences aren't just round the farm. They're up here, in your heads. There's a better place out there. Somewhere beyond that hill and well, it has wide open spaces and lots of trees and grass. Can you imagine that? Cool, green grass. Ooh, feeds us. We feed ourselves.
Well, where's the farm?
There is no farm.
Then where does the farmer live?
There is no farmer, Babs.
Is he on holiday?
He isn't anywhere. Don't you get it? There's no morning pig count, no farmers, no dogs and coops and keys, and no fences.
In all my life, I've never heard such a fantastic
load of tripe! Oh, face the facts, Dux. The chances of us getting out of here are 1,000,000 to 1.
Then there's still a chance.
Been a wonderful audience.
Oh, right.
That's it. Oh. Get him inside quickly. Our way out of here.
We'll make posters.
What's on the poster, Babs? What's on the poster? We'll fly out.
It must be very important to have his picture taken. What do you suppose he does?
Well, isn't it obvious? He's a professional flying rooster. He flies from farm to farm giving demonstrations.
Do you suppose?
Oh, absolutely.
No, not in there. No. Get out. Gotta get... Who are you? Where am I? What's going on? Ouch! What happened to my wing?
You took a rather nasty fall.
And sprained the interior tendon connecting your radius to your humerus. I gave her a wee bit of a tweak, Jimmy, and wrapped her up.
Was that English?
She said you sprained your wing. She fixed it.
And I made the bandage.
I carried you in.
Whoa. Let's back up and start from the top. Where am I?
You're right. How rude of us, but just very excited. This is a chicken farm.
And we are the chickens.
Yeah, with you so far. Chicken farm, chickens.
I don't like the look of this one. His eyes are too close together.
Oh, please.
And he's a Yank.
Easy, Pops. Cockfighting's illegal where I come from.
And where is that exactly?
Just a little place I call the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Scotland.
No, America.
Oh, America. Poppycock. Pushy Americans, always showing up late for every war. Overpaid, oversexed, and over here.
Hey, what's eating Grandpa?
Oh, don't mind him, Mr.
The name's Rocky. Rocky the Rhode Island Red. Rhodes for short.
Rocky Rhodes?
Catchy, ain't it?
Mr. Rhodes, is this you?
Who wants to know?
A group of rather desperate chickens. You see, if it is you, then you just might be the answer to our prayers.
Well, then, call me a miracle, dollface. Because that's me.
And what brings you to England, Mr. Rolls?
Why, all the beautiful English chicks, of course.
Get over it!
See, I'm a traveler by nature. I did that whole barnyard thing for a while, but I couldn't really get into it. Hi, how are you? Nope. The open road. That's more my style. Yeah, just give me a pack on my back and point me where the wind blows. In fact, you know what they call me back home? You're gonna look. The Lone Free Ranger. Isn't that great?
I knew it was possible.
Oh, it's possible, all right.
I knew the answer would come.
Amen.
We're all going to fly over that fence, and Mr. Rhodes is going to show us how, right?
What? Did you say fly?
You can teach us.
No, I can't. Listen, shh. You hear that? That's the open road calling my name, and I was born to answer that call. Bye.
You must have very good hearing.
Okay, where's the exit? Ah, this one.
Mr. Rhodes, perhaps I didn't explain our situation properly. We lay eggs, day in and day out, and when we can't lay any more, they kill us.
It's a cruel world, Dollface. You might as well get used to it.
Which part of the they kill us do you not understand?
Hey, I got my own set of problems to worry about. Besides, this birdcage can't be that hard to bust out of. In fact, watch me.
It's not so hard to get one chicken out of it, or even two, but this is about all of us.
All of you?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You want to get every chicken in this place out of here at the same time?
Of course.
You're certifiable. You can't pull off a stunt like that. That's suicide.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Couldn't agree more. And I will be leaving that way.
But,
ooh, I'm
Mr.
The
Rhodes,
type of guy
please.
That likes to roam around. I'm never.
Turn you in right now.
You wouldn't. Would you?
Give me one reason why I shouldn't.
Because I'm cute.
Hey, what kind of crazy chick are you? Do you know what'll happen if he finds me?
It's a cruel world.
I just decided. I don't like you.
I just decided. I don't care. Now show us how to fly.
With this wing?
Teach us then.
Now.
He's valuable, you say?
Sure.
Get the torch.
Now you listen here, sister. I'm not going back to that life. I'm a lone free ranger. Emphasis on free.
And that's what we want. Freedom. Fancy that. They're coming this way.
Oh, no. No. Oh, no. They're on to me.
Teach us to fly and we'll hide you.
And if I don't?
Wrong.
Was your father by any chance a vulture?
Do we have a deal?
Time to make good on that deal, doll.
The name is Ginger. Our end of the deal. Tomorrow, you hold up yours.
What deal?
The flying.
Yeah. Right. Don't worry, I'll teach you everything I know. Now, which bunk is mine?
Absolutely outrageous! Asking a senior officer to share his quarters. And with a non-commissioned yak, no less. Why, back in my day, I'd never done.
You weren't exactly my first choice either. And Scoodle, your wing's on my side of the bunk.
Your side of the bunk? The whole bunk is my side of the bunk.
What's that smell? Is that your breath?
It's absolutely outrageous.
So, you want to fly, huh? Well, it ain't going to be easy. And it ain't going to happen overnight either. You see, flying takes three things. Hard work, perseverance, and hard work.
You said hard work twice.
That's because it takes twice as much work as perseverance.
Codswallop!
Now, the most important thing is we have to work as a team. Which means You do everything I tell you.
Right, let's rock and roll! That's what I'm doing.
Isn't there usually some flapping involved?
Hey, do I tell you how to lay eggs? Relax. We're making progress.
Really?
I can't help feeling we're going round in circles.
What the? Hey, cut it out. You're making me dizzy. I think they're ready to fly now.
Good, because they certainly can't walk anymore.
Up and at them, gals. Let's flap.
Right, Fetcher. Let's see if old Attila the Hen has come to her senses.
It's raining hen!
What's this caper, love?
We're flying!
Obviously. Flipping hell. Look at this
fish. They're going to kill themselves. Want to watch?
Yeah, all right.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Great work, ladies. Great work. The pain you're feeling is a good thing. It's good. Pain is your friend, okay? It's a positive thing. Now, just keep the faith there. What was your name? Agnes. You'll get there.
Ducky, I think you flew 4 feet today. Right, 4 feet. From the roof to the ground.
All part of the process, ladies. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, she's eating little.
Whoa. That doesn't sound good. Okay, the ground's shaking. Are we worried? Are we worried?
Snapping about like a lunatic, what? Don't see here! What? This is an officer's cordon!
Quick, come here!
Get out of here immediately!
Give it a rest, Pops.
What got out of here? I'm ready for a charge within the week!
Thank you.
It's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's all in your head.
What's all this, then?
This is our future, Mr. Tweedy. No more wasting time with petty egg collection and minuscule profits.
No more eggs. But we've always been egg farmers. My father and his father and all their fathers. There was always...
Poor, worthless, nothings. But all that's about to change. This thing will take Tweedy's farm out of the dark ages and into full-scale automated production. Militia Tweedy will be poor no longer.
I'll put it together then, shall I?
This isn't good, Mac. Whatever's in those boxes is for us, and I don't think it's softer hay.
Aye, Hen. And I hate to be the voice of doom, but I've been calculating my figures, and I just don't think we're built for flying.
But I saw him. He flew in over that fence.
I believe you, but if we could just see it for ourselves, that might answer some questions.
You're right. I'm sorry. We've been at this all week and we're getting nowhere. If his wing were better, he could... I'll have a word with him. Oh, where is he?
They didn't give me this medal for being a Yank nanny.
A simple I don't know would suffice.
Beware of that one, young ginger. That Yank is not to be trusted.
That Yank is our ticket out of here.
And the pig says to the horse, "Hey, fella, why the long face?" Cocktail!
Anyway, remember those flying tips tomorrow. They're very important. And keep thinking those flighty thoughts. They're swell chicks. They really are. Hey, look at what Babs made me. A beak warmer.
Isn't that the cutest?
And that Bundy. She really packs a fun. Is there a problem here?
Have we flown over that fence?
Not quite.
Then there's a problem.
Hey, good things come to those who wait, Dollface.
Ginger! Okay, how long did it take you?
To do what?
To learn how to fly.
Apples and oranges, baby doll. I'm gifted. They're not. You can't compare the two, okay? Point is, these things take time.
Which we are rapidly running out of, and we haven't even lifted off the ground. Why?
Thrust!
What?
I went over my calculations, Hen, and I figured the key element we're missing is thrust.
I didn't get a word of that.
Thrust! I've heard words like ducks and geese when they take off, what do they have? Thrust!
I swear she ain't using real words.
Oh. She said we need more thrust.
Oh! Thrust. Well, of course we need thrust. Thrust and flying are like this. That's flying and that's thrust.
Will you excuse us?
Aye.
The wing.
If we don't see some results by tomorrow, the deal is off and you're on your own. No more hiding. The farmers will find you and it's back to the circus, fly boy.
You know, you're the first chick I ever met with the shells still on. Sleep tight, Angel Face. The rock's on the case.
Ginger!
Phew.
Comforter, oh no!
What?
Oh, he was a beaut, Governor. Hmm? A fine piece of work. I wish I'd
found myself. I'll say myself too.
I wish we could have seen it, Dad.
Well, we slipped into the farmer's room, all quiet like.
Like a fish.
Yeah, and we... Like a fish? You stupid Norbert. Anyway, Gov, here it is. El Merchandiso.
That's Spanish.
What are these two crooks doing here?
So, you know each other.
She don't think we're valuable.
Guys, you are without a doubt
the sneakiest, most light-fingered thieving parasites I've ever met.
Oh, don't stop it.
I've gone bright red.
So, about them eggs?
Eggs? Don't tell me you promised them.
Yep, promised them every egg I lay this month.
And, when can we expect the first installment?
I'm brewing one up as we speak, guys. I'll keep you posted.
Pleasure doing business with you, sir.
Sucker. What?
You lied to them.
I didn't lie, Dollface. I just omitted certain truths. I'll give them exactly what I promised.
Which is nothing.
Which is what I'll give them.
And what will you give us?
Thrust! New case we got?
Good.
Now, this is just a little helper, something to get you going. It's a thrust exercise.
The tension's killing me.
It's gonna kill her.
Release! Oops.
No, Carl. You haven't laid any eggs.
I just...
3 days and not one.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you tell us about
it? Hide me.
We've been so busy with the fly and...
No egg.
Hide me.
Hide yourself.
Rations, Mr. Tweedy.
I want them all as fat as this one.
Oh, my life flashed before my eyes. It was really boring. Chicken feed! My favourite!
Wait, hang on.
Here. Can't you see that? Strange boxes arrive in the barn. Bab stops laying, but they don't take her to the chop. And now they're giving us extra food. Don't you see what's happening? They're fattening us up. They're going to kill us all.
Whoa! Heavy alert. She didn't mean that, gal.
You might not.
Keep eating. Save some for me.
What are you doing? How dare you? Let go of me.
Listen, I've met some hard-boiled eggs in my day, but I'd say you're about 20 minutes.
And what's that supposed to mean?
It means you got to lighten up. You see, over in America, we have this rule. If you want to motivate someone, don't mention death.
Funny. Over here, the rule is always tell the truth.
Oh, and hey, that's been working like a real charm, hasn't it? Here's some free advice. You want them to perform? Tell them what they want to hear.
You mean lie.
Oh, here we go again. You know what your problem is? You're difficult.
Why? Because I'm honest. I care about what happens to them.
Something I wouldn't expect a lone free ranger
to know anything about.
Hey, if this is the way you show it, I hope you never care about me.
I can assure you I never will.
Good!
Fine!
She is. Ask and you shall receive.
That's biblical.
That's real craftsmanship is what it is. Solid as a rock.
It's supposed to do that.
It's perfect, guys. And how's that egg coming? This is a double yolk.
See what this has to do with...
You will. We've been working too hard. Time to kick back a bit, shake those tail feathers.
Look at this. Nellie's podging around like a... What's happening?
That's called a beat, sister. Feel it pulsing through your body?
Oh, yes. Pulsing. That's
nice. Hey, well, I go with it, baby.
All authorizing a hot
club. Shut up and dance.
What are you sobbing about, you Nancy?
Little moments like this, mate, it's what makes the job all worthwhile.
Want a dance?
Yeah, all right.
I didn't think you cared about us, but after all this, well, it seems I was wrong.
Hey, easy, Miss Hardboiled. I might think you're turning soft. Listen. There's something I gotta tell you.
No. You'd better wait here.
Ooh, that's champion, that is. What is it?
It's a pie machine, you idiot. Chickens go in, pies come out.
Ooh, what kind of pies?
Apple.
My favourite.
Chicken pies, you great lummox. Imagine, in less than a fortnight, every grocer in the county will be stocked with box upon box of Mrs. Tweedy's homemade chicken pie.
Just Mrs.?
Woman's touch makes the public feel more comfortable.
Oh, right. How does it work?
Get me a chicken and I'll show you.
I know just the one. I've got a score to settle with you.
Blimmin' heck! You've got ginger! We mustn't panic! We mustn't panic!
The enemy has taken a prisoner. This calls for retaliation.
What's happening? What's going on?
We got Ginger, Mr. Rhodes. They're taking her to the chop.
Well, what are you waiting for, laddie? Fly over there. Save her.
Of course. No. That's just what they'd expect. But I say, we give them the old element of surprise.
And catch Jerry with his trousers down. I like the sound of that. What's the plan?
The plan. Babs, give me that thing. Buddy, give me a boost.
Look at the size of that thing. Oh, no.
Pies come out. Chicken pies. Not apple pies. Chicken.
Oh, brilliant.
Yo, baby doll.
Rocky!
I'm coming.
Hurry!
I'm still coming.
Shoot!
I'll be down before you can say...
Mixed vegetables?
Get it? So.
I'm stuck!
Nothing to it. Whoops.
Come on!
Because tomorrow everything's going to come much, much smoother.
All right, Pops. What did I do now?
A very brave and honorable deed, sir. In the light of your action this evening, I dutifully admit that I have misjudged your character. I present you with this medal for bravery. And I salute you. And in honor of the occasion, I surrender the buck entirely. I shall sleep under the stars. I await tomorrow's flying demonstration with great anticipation.
You and me both, Pops.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is this
you...
your... I'll get
no,
down.
No, it's just... No,
I'm glad you're
since
here.
Since you're here,
really
there's something I'm sorry.
You go ahead, I'll...
I just wanted to say... Well, I may have been a bit harsh at first. Well, what I really mean is thank you for saving my life, for saving our lives. You know, I come up here every night and look out to that hill and just imagine what it must be like on the other side. It's funny, I've never actually felt grass beneath my feet. I'm sorry. Here I am, rambling on about hills and grass, and you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah. It's just that, you know, life, as I've experienced it, you know, out there, alone, free range and stuff, it's full of disappointments, and,
You mean grass isn't all it's cracked up to be?
Grass. Exactly, grass. It's always greener on the other side. And then you get there, and it's brown and prickly. You see what I'm trying to say? What I'm trying to say is... you're welcome.
You know, that hill is looking closer tonight than it ever has before.
Oh! Good night, Ginger.
Company, attention!
Today's the day, girls. We're going to fly. I can feel it.
Finally, we get to see a real professional in action.
Better start warming up. I'll go and get him.
Rocky, your dog. Everyone's waiting, so I told them to...
Rocky?
That would give you thrust.
I knew he was fake all along. In fact, I'm not even certain he was American.
So, what's the next plan here?
Let's face it, the only way out of here is wrapped in pastry.
Perhaps he just went on holiday.
Perhaps he just went to get away from your infernal nothing.
Well, you were the one that was always hitting him. See how you like it?
Push me, Four Eyes!
Quiet there! Quiet, I say! Attention in the ranks! Precisely what Jenny would have wanted. The old divide and conquer! Hello, Papa Squadron, work together. Just like we did in my RAF days. Stocko at the stick, Flappy at the map, and old whiz-bang at the tail end Charlie. Winko give the call, hop in the old crate chucks away. Wizard show it was. That's how you get medals!
Will you shut up about your stupid blooming medal?
How dare you? Medal to give me. As an officer, I offer my most serious.
Is the RAF.
What do you mean, what is it? The Royal Air Force is what?
Then, what's the old crate?
Ah, there she is. Gorgeous, isn't she?
You mean you flew in one of these?
Beautifully built. In fact, there's a bit of a story to that as well. We were out on a recce, you see. Ops had given the go-ahead, but the weather ducked.
Yes. Of course. We might actually be able to pull this off. We're still going to fly out of here.
What?
Fowler's provided the answer.
I have? Yes, of course I have.
How have I?
We'll make a crate. Mac, you'll handle the engineering. Babs, manufacturing. Fowler will be chief aviation advisor. Bunty, eggs.
Eggs?
Eggs.
Right. Just like the ones that rooster was going to lay. Only roosters don't lay eggs, do they?
Don't they?
No, it's a lady thing, apparently. I'm asking Mum.
One egg for every item on the list. First payment in advance.
Right, when do we start?
Come on.
Oi.
Oh. Huh? What the dickens? Oh, norms now.
Voila!
Timmy,
them.
Tools! Why, you thieving little boogers!
What's the plan?
Something we agree on.
Under the hut.
Oh,
everyone. We're escaping.
Oh, no.
Now.
But Jojo, she's not really.
Listen, we'll either die free chickens or die trying.
And all the only choices.
Do it.
Located here and here. In the quite likely event of an emergency, put your head between your knees and...
kiss your bum goodbye.
All right, Fowler. Ready for takeoff.
Behind you all the way.
But you're supposed to be up there. You're the pilot.
Well, don't be ridiculous. I can't fly this contraption.
Back in your day, the Royal Air Force...
644 Squadron... Poultry Division. We were the mascots.
You mean you never actually flew the plane?
Good heavens, no. I'm a chicken. The Royal Air Force doesn't let chickens mind the controls of a complex aircraft.
We're all gonna die!
Fowler, you have to fly it. You're always talking about back in your day. Well, today is your day.
You can do it, you old sausage.
Wing Commander, T.I. Fowler, reporting for duty. Well, come on, what are you waiting for? We haven't got all day, let's get this freight off the ground.
Fowler,
now! Roger, contact!
That's for leaving.
Ugh.
And this is for coming back.
Great Scott, what was that?
A Klingon gun! The entrance turned pink!
Look at this! Bats! Scissors! Bingo! Lower me down.
But Ginger!
Just do it!
Increase velocity!
What does that mean?
We were losing altitude, you see, and heading for a fearful prey.
This is a lovely holiday. I'll be sad to go back.
Safety at all times is imperative. Now, wind it up, and let her go!
So, is it as good as you imagined?
No. It's better.
Come on, I'll show you how to play cricket.
Right, here's a thought. Why don't we get an egg and start our own chicken farm? That way we'll have all the eggs we could eat.
Right. We'll need a chicken then.
No, we'll need an egg. You have the egg first. That's where you get the chicken from.
Oh, that's gobblers. If you don't have a chicken, where are you going to get an egg?
Having a chicken. That comes from the egg.
Yeah, but you have to have an egg to have a chicken.
Yeah, but you've got to get the chicken first to get the egg, and then get the egg. Get the chicken out.
Hang on. Let's go over this again.
Into the first chicken.
Yeah, but where'd the egg come from then?
What do you mean where it come from?
Egg comes rolling along, happy as Larry. It's wondering, where'd it come from? Without a chicken, you get no egg to come rolling along.
Well, conversely, without an egg to hatch into the chicken, there will be no chicken to lay the other egg that hatches into the chicken that lays the egg I mentioned in the first place.
So we've got two eggs now?
No, we're still talking about the very first egg.
Yeah, but what happened about the very first chicken?
It's in the very first egg. Aren't you listening?
Guys. Trying to enjoy paradise over here.
Oh, sorry, Gov.
Beg your pardon.
Won't happen again.
Thanks.
Get face.
Pillock.
Thinks he's such a big shot because he's got his name on a poster. Showbiz folk all the same.
Yeah, the rats are the stars.
Yeah, they are. Of course they are.
But
we do all the hard work.
Birds.
He gets all the credit.
He gets everything,
doesn't he? He does everything.
You said it, mate.
I know.